Hello?
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Jesse, it's John with Local Splash, the premier Google partner.
Yeah, hey, how's it going, man?
How's it going? I just wanted to touch base with you and circle back today, see where you were at or if you had any questions about moving forward.
If I'm being totally honest, I'm definitely going to do something, man. I'm just trying to decide if I'm going to do it with you or with another company. But I hadn't thought much about it though today because I was busy. I had a big job I did and I'm actually at the gas station right now. I was completely soaking wet and almost got hit by lightning and everything else. It's crazy.
Okay. Well, really? Is that bad? The storm?
Yeah, the storm's pretty, at least it was for a minute. I mean, it was bad enough that I never had that happen before, but the lightning, when the thunder,
yeah, the humidity,
I could see the lightning.
It's like earthquake weather right now out there.
Yeah, I could see the lightning, and when the thunder made the boom, it blew my hat off my head. So I thought I got hit by lightning. It was bad. So I was like, man, I told the customer, okay, I'm going to have to come back in the morning and finish.
Yeah, this is your superhero origin story.
Yeah.
Struck by lightning. Now you're Fantastic Four. Okay. Well, I know what I offered you. You know, like I said, I try to make you an offer that would be unbeatable. You know what I mean? From the perspective of, you know, purchasing your domain, developing all the content for you to go along with the SEO, the Google Places placement, the Facebook ads, you know, Bing, and then the popular directory submission would round it out and make us like your one-stop shop for everything online. I also put in a tracking system in there too. It's an added feature that comes in the form of a downloadable app, and that's something that no other company has. That's something that our company, our CEO, actually developed himself, where it allows you to kind of log in from your mobile device and monitor everything, so you could see how all your listings are performing, how you're listed on them, all the leads that you're getting. Basically be able to monitor and track and evaluate your return on investment from a day-by-day perspective. And then also if you're missing any of the calls that come in or the potential lead opportunities, it actually pipelines it. So that way you have a pipeline of opportunities available to you, not just, hey, you missed the call. You know, we can go back and revive those and try to squeeze every drop out of the opportunities that are being turned over. I think that's a huge X factor that a lot of other companies don't have. They don't have their own developed account dashboard and tracking system.
Yeah. I tried to do my own research or whatever on some of the stuff that we talked about and see, you know what I mean? The only thing, like, obviously I told you that the guy that I spoke to before you, you know, he actually had pointed out your guy, and that was the only thing I didn't like is he said, and I looked up a couple of the people that you guys use, and a lot of the people have that same exact website. And he told me, he said that's what they do. He said they build you a real generic website. They're not using, I don't know. He told me you guys ain't using as many words. Like, you got to use more words or something for the tracking or something, and you're not using. So he just said some things, but then also he never presented me with some of the other things that you did. So there was things about, I told him, I said, man, if you knew that I did, cause he called me from the Angie, that's where he got my number from or that's where he seen me from.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's where you seen me from as well, but that's where he seen me.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't even say anything about that Google guarantee. And I'm like, man, that don't even make sense. And he's like, well, if that was working, why would you want to do it? And it almost got to the point where we were like arguing. I'm like, man, I don't. He's like, well, do you have an unlimited budget? And I'm like, what
the heck?
I said, man, you must not understand how that shit works.
I pay,
like this week, for instance, I've paid like maybe 200 bucks or something like that to Angie for the leads. But I've made probably $3,000.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so So no, I don't have an unlimited budget. Like I can't just like give them $5,000. But yeah, if somebody told me I was going to get leads that were going to turn into jobs, I would keep getting leads every day. You know what I mean? It don't make sense. So it was one of those things, man, that, you know what I mean?
Just to kind of piggyback a couple of those things, and I can't speak for any company other than our own. You know,
some of the stuff that you told me though seemed like it wasn't exactly correct about the Google guarantee. So I called Google myself to speak to them to find out how it works and exactly what everything is. You know what I mean? Because he was telling me like. The guy was like, man, you could just do it yourself. And then he was wanting to charge me 30% of whatever I pay to Google as a fee to manage it. And I was so I'm like, man, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like, you wouldn't even be doing anything. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I don't know.
They do free spam. So Google guarantee, I mean, I think you're so concerned about somebody getting over on you that you're like completely, missing out on something that's really great for your business. Google Guarantee, they have like an application that you have to do. It's a background screening from a third-party company. Google doesn't actually process that. Some of them they can, but most of the time it goes through a third-party company. You pass the background screening, they put you up there, and then they charge you on a per-lead basis. But you're supposed to set aside like a 13 to 15 lead budget starting out. So if your leads are like $50, you got to have a starting budget of what 13 to 15 leads are. But they do guarantee you the leads that they're exclusive. They're not going to somebody else. They hand you the lead as a live call with the customer on the line, and they provide the customer with a $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of the job as an incentive to go with your business. So not only are we vouching the credibility of your company saying, hey, you know, these guys are great. They're trusted. We background screen them. We passed everything, checked all the boxes. He's legit. But if something happens on this job, even we'll cover it because we're recommending him to you, right? And actually handing him off to you. So Google guarantee.
And what you're saying though isn't what Google told me exactly. They don't hand over the customer to you or anything like that. You're on that list.
Mm-hmm.
What?
We do. We vet them for you. We're a Google partner. That's the difference. We are actually vetting the lead. So just because Google's saying, hey, this is a qualified lead, they send it to you and charge it, we verify it and hand it off to you live. If something happens in that lead where you've told us, hey, I don't accept these, we're able to identify that it's not qualified, we can immediately dispute that transaction for you. Rather than you have to get on the phone, call them, find out later on that it's not qualified or waste your time on it. So that's the point that I'm trying to make is that, we're not pulling over anything on you. you know, we're actually hosting it and providing a service.
I'm not saying anybody was pulling anything. I'm just saying that Google told me that you get up there. You're not guaranteed. It doesn't rotate or anything to get up there. Number one, it's based off the reviews. It's based off of how big of an area you cover. And it's also based on
your budget availability.
If you're open. So a lot of people put that they're open 24 hours a day. Is what I see. But what I'm saying is Google told me that the customer, if the customer presses call, it just calls directly to my line. It doesn't, you made it sound like, but I guess now you're saying that's what you guys do, that the call goes to you guys first.
Yep.
Before, and that's where I was confused. So I'm like, man, that guy's wrong. They don't, because I thought you said they screen the calls to make sure they're legit before they do it, but you meant you guys screen them. I thought you meant that Google did it. So I was a little confused.
No, we set up the account and manage it. The problem is, Jesse, a lot of guys, like, if they're running a large business, they're focused on that. And so even the way Google has it set up with, like, their pay-per-click campaign or their Google Guarantee campaign, they either don't have the knowledge or the time or the effort really put into it to manage it properly. And that's the point of the Google partners. Google didn't want to lose you guys as clients altogether just because there might be a hiccup in your ability to operate the system, right? So the Google partners come in, and these are certified techs that know how to work it, like our company, right? We're all Google certified inside here. So we go in there and we make sure it's working for you, and we make it so that the guys that are so focused on the job that might be neglecting their marketing or don't have time for their marketing are still able to capitalize on it and turn a positive return on investment. And that'll actually lead to them continuing to use the service and Google continuing to get that pipeline of revenue from that business owner rather than, hey, sorry, you're old or you don't know what you're doing or, you know, so you, your business doesn't get to benefit from this service, right?
So what happens if a customer gets on the line and you guys are doing whatever you, like you, the way you explained it to me, like you kind of screen them and the customer's like, well, I just want to kind of know a price. You know what I mean? I'm not really ready to get it done yet or something like that. Is that a lead that I still have to pay for?
No. See, that's why you want to work with a Google partner because, what's considered a qualified lead by our standards and Google's are totally different. By our standards, we want you to be able to set an appointment to go out there and give them a quote. We don't expect you to be quoting people over the phone at all.
Okay, so
because you don't really know until you go see the job.
So you're saying I wouldn't have to pay for it, but because I figured if you signed up for the Google Guaranteed, you had to follow Google's rules or whatever. I didn't understand that you guys did it. Well, that makes a big difference. So
yeah, and then you happen to call Google and go, hey, you know, I want to dispute this lead. I don't want to be charged for this lead. We are actually able to identify that on the call. Like, hey, you didn't set an appointment, and we dispute it with them. So that way you're not getting charged for it, right? That way we maximize what you're spending. That's why I was telling you too, it's not a month by month thing with Google Guarantee. It'll roll over. We want to make sure that those leads are set appointments that you're actually going out on and quoting people on, not just a call, right? We want it to lead to at least an attempt of transaction or a face-to-face interaction with those clients. And so that's a major key. Somebody who's really well versed on Google Guarantee, knows how to use it, could just call Google, sign up for Google Guarantee, absolutely do it. They'll dispute those leads at their own time and real speed. Like if I were to run it myself, I probably wouldn't hire a Google partner because I know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? I could just call them up and dispute it. But you're probably out there running a business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sometimes, you know what I mean?
That 30% that guy's charging you, you think about it and you go, man, 30%, that's crazy. But then when you're actually in it and you attempt to do it yourself and you see what that 30% is actually saving you time-wise and money-wise, it's better to have them there rather than that 30% could have just been a lead that you got charged for that you shouldn't have got charged for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
He wasn't explaining it. Like, I don't think he knew nothing about the Google Guarantee very much. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
And I don't think they managed it that way. I think he just, you know, but so do you have to do things on that as far as, to keep me up there on that first page as well? There's stuff that you have to do.
No. So Google Guarantee works differently than the Google Places placement that we were originally talking about.
But that's what that lady from Google told me, that it's not like what I was saying. It doesn't like you told me it like rotated or like, you know what I mean? Because right now in my area, if you type in pressure washer near me, and you go under Google Guarantee, there's like 12 people that have a check mark.
Right.
There's like 12 companies in my area. So, so how, like, some of them people that are the 10th and 11th and 12th, they're never going to get seen. I mean, so.
Right.
So,
well, you know, it's not necessarily coming down to them being seen. You know, if somebody goes in there and requests a Google Guarantee representative, it's almost like HomeAdvisor. Like if you go in there and you click on that top 10 guys and you fill out that form saying, hey, this is what I want. I want a contractor to get back to me. They're enrolling themselves in Google Guarantee's program in order to get that $2,000 insurance. So the contractor, it's not like they're hand selecting a contractor with that. They're just going, hey, I want a Google Guaranteed contractor. and I'm filling out this form. And then we'll go, okay, this guy's got the budget available. This guy, you know, he meets all the parameters to get this lead. He's this far from you. Okay, let's try to bring him on the line. You know, if you don't answer the live call at that time, it's a different scenario. So it's not like Google Places.
And this is why, like how you just said a little bit ago, I'm so worried about, no, if you knew me, man, you would know that I'm not that type. I'm not worried about somebody screwing me over or whatever. I'm worried about when I get conflicting information. And Google told me specifically, and this came from Google. I was on the phone with Google. I didn't call anybody else. I didn't call that. Mm-hmm. When you're Google guaranteed, if you look on there, you'll notice that they have a different phone number. And if the customer presses call, they don't fill out Google anything. Like you're saying.
Well, no. It's like a press one dialer, so it's a Google voice. I'm saying, like Home Advisor, they fill out something. With Google, it's a tracking number called a Google voice number. So then they talk with a representative, and the representative identify what they're looking for, and then they go, okay, we'll connect you. The difference between Google Guarantee and Home Advisor is we actually want to transfer the call with that person on the line. We want to screen them, vet them, and transfer them over to you. It's not like Home Advisor, where Home Advisor
but,
the people
that
fill out
that's
the
only
form.
If you, but that's only if you guys are doing it, what you're saying. See, this is where I'm getting confused, because if I signed up for Google Guaranteed myself, If I signed up for Google Guarantee today myself, the customer would just press call and it would ring to my phone. It wouldn't go to you.
If you signed up for it yourself, you don't have a Google partner that's pre-screening it or doing anything for you. Right.
Oh, okay.
Like I mentioned earlier, you would want a Google partner to pre-screen that and make sure that your leads are qualified by your standards, rather than them just to get sent over. Because if it doesn't lead to you setting an appointment, then they might charge you $50 and consider that lead qualified because that person called you directly. So it's actually better to work with a Google partner than it is to work
That's the part I didn't understand.
Yeah, right. Because we're here with you, you know, this is what happened on that, and we disputed that for you, so you don't get charged for that. You still have two more leads left. Right, rather than going, oh no, it's exhausted, and Google will just kind of play the and just keep it going because it's automated. There's nobody actually monitoring it for you or watching your back on it.
Okay. Well, hey, we need to do something. I just need to be where I could be at home so I could get all the questions and make sure. And I think that Google Guaranteed is something I definitely want to do. I don't know if it's something I need to do right away because I am staying. Like, I'm getting one job a day, it seems like. Now, I don't know if this is going to continue, but from this Home Advisor, I'm getting a job a day. I mean, I just did a big job today. I got to go back in the morning and do it.
It is truly an investment in your future. It's kind of like health insurance. You know, I'm a healthy guy. I'm in my 30s, but I go to the gym all the time. I run around with my kids. I'm healthy. Why do I pay for this health insurance all the time? Because when you need it, you really need it, right? So maybe right now things are going well. But even if I signed you up today or if I would have signed you up on Monday, it's not going to really, be a flip of the switch thing where you're going to be
up
there.
If you said you wanted to do Google Guarantee,
it would be $250 for the application. I would send the full application over. You'd have to fill that out over the weekend. Usually takes about 2 weeks for a guy just to get through, the application and the background check. I've never had somebody not pass the background check. Especially somebody who's already on our qualified candidates list for a local placement, which you are. That's what we were originally calling you about. So it takes 2 to 3 weeks just to complete that usually and get all that information back to them and get them through that background screening so that you have the Google Guarantee. Then once you're up there, they don't actually charge you that budget or those lead fee budget of that 13 to 15 leads until you accepted the first lead as a qualified lead. Basically, you set an appointment on it. So if your monthly budget, or not your monthly budget, but if your lead fees, let's say you're getting 13 leads guaranteed to you for $450, $500, that $500 is debited, right, when you accept the first lead, and then you don't get charged again until you've completed that 13 leads or gotten that last appointment. You might make all your money back on it on the first one that comes through, realistically, if you're being strict about your qualifications and what you're accepting, right? So, and that's usually what the guys do. They kind of hear it out and they're like, you know, and they wait until that way they can make sure the first one they've already, you know, made it make sense. But it, nobody is going to give you a flip of the switch, service, when it comes
I understand
to,
that.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, hold on one second. My wife's calling on the other line. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still with you, Jesse.
Okay, sorry about that, man. I just needed to answer her call. I think she was worried because I told her it was, I was having that lightning and shit. So, I need to be sitting at my computer, man, to where I can make sure that I understand what we're doing here or whatever. And that we're doing it all. So I don't know when is a good time. I don't know if it's best right now I'm about to head inside this gas station. I just got gas. I'm about to get a drink and then I need to go get something to eat and go to the store to buy myself some rain pants or something because I'm messing up all my stuff this other way. I thought I bought some waterproof pants, but these things ain't really waterproof. or something, because my damn shoes were completely soaking wet. Or my boots were wet on the inside.
Wet socks.
So I got to go, and then first thing in the morning I got to go to this job. So I don't work on the weekends.
I actually was just circling back with you before I got out of here. We're already 11 minutes over.
Well, let's get together then Monday.
Okay.
Why don't you give me a call on Monday at like I usually am done trading. I mean, I'm usually done by 10 o'clock, but I probably say like 11:30 just to be safe because I don't want to push you off or anything again. You know what I mean?
I like that too. I'm kind of groggy in the mornings. I noticed me and you, when we talk in the afternoon, we're on the same page, very descriptive. And then we had that one conversation real early, like 7 o'clock here. And I'm just like, I got two babies at home. And they're just kicking me throughout the night.
but it wasn't that, man. It was just that, like, I had you. I have this other guy. I got like people calling me all day long, trying to sell me shit and do you know what I mean and stuff. And like the other guy, I just got, you know what I mean. Like he kept telling me stuff, like almost arguing with me. Like, man, you must not know how to sign somebody up for a business with.
I think what you need is just patience because, like I told you, you're different in the sense that you actually do like to know all the ins and outs of it. A lot of the business owners don't get that far into it, on the specifics on each individual thing. It's really uncommon, and I could tell why some of them it's frustrating. because they don't want you going, oh, here, let me teach you how to do it, so that way later on you could try to cut us out. You know, that's their hesitancy in explaining it.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem with that. I'm on the other end where I'm like, I'd rather you know what we're doing, because then you don't have a problem paying us. You know exactly what we're bringing to the table.
Man, my thing isn't that I'm trying to do it. Believe me, it's already caused me enough issues. But I don't. I'm not the type of dude where I'm just like, yeah, I believe you. Go ahead. You know what I mean? You don't know how many times. Like it was like this customer today. She wasn't home when I arrived, and she said her husband was in the house, but he was working or whatever. And then she accepted the price and said okay. And I'm like, and I was like weary about it, because you know what I mean? Like I've read where people have pressure washed the whole house and did the job, and then the customer never shows up to pay them afterward.
Mm-hmm.
And then no one ever answers the phone or whatever, and they don't know who they're even supposed to be dealing with.
Yeah. That's shady. Yeah, you gotta be very careful. I think that's a great thing though about this Google Guarantee program, is they'll verify the customer's identity, address, and all that stuff before you even get them on the line, and then vice versa. So you're verified, they're verified, you know what I mean? And then we're merging you guys together in a live call.
Yeah.
So it sounds to me like it'll be a good fit. It's just a matter of us sitting down, you know, going over everything so that way you understand exactly what's going on. And I'll get that other guy out of your hair. But like I said, I'm willing to make sure that you fully understand everything and we're all on the same page before we move forward. So I got you set up for a call on Monday. It's going to be 8:30 my time, which will be 11:30 your time there on the East Coast. And we'll just kind of take it from there, okay?
Yeah, sounds good, man. And
right.
Like I said, man, I'm a man of my word. That's why I answered the if you tried to call earlier, I didn't answer because I didn't have the ability to. But I didn't.
I was like, I wanted to give you some time. I felt like I was riding you or pressuring you a little bit yesterday, and I was like, you know what? Let me give this guy at least 24 hours, you know? So I had just set up for the end of the day today, and I just want to give you your time to, you know what I mean, breathe on it. And I figured, you know what, the more research you do, the more comfortable you'll get with me, and you'll understand, you know, I'm not trying to pull any fast ones, you know? I just want to make sure we're all on the same page and you get what we're doing here, okay?
Yeah, you gotta understand, man. You said earlier that you were a little younger or whatever.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
somebody like me, I'm used to dealing with people, you know, come to my house or, you know, and I keep getting all these people that just call me and are wanting me to sign up and pay for something over the phone. I don't even, you know what I mean? I don't have no idea who you are. you could be some, you know what I mean? Like, and so I need to look it up. I need to do different stuff. And that's all I was trying to say, is just let me do some research. Let me look into some things myself. I'm not trying to figure out how to do it. Believe me. Even the other day after I spoke with both of you guys and I was kind of frustrated and I didn't know what I was going to do, I started looking to update and do some things myself. And, and I got about 10 minutes into it and said, fuck this, I'm not doing this. And left it alone. You know what I mean? So,
I know
so I'm going to have somebody do it. You know what I mean? I just want to make sure that I'm choosing the right person, because, you know, in any business, that's a big thing, man. You know what I mean? It's kind of like I'm picking a partner. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you choose some dude down the road, or you choose, you know, the guy that, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm going to, you know, I don't know.
It makes a difference. No, you're
you
right.
I mean?
It definitely makes a difference who you work with.
It makes a difference, you know.
Yeah.
And especially when this guy is talking and the one company that he decides to bring up, he's like, well, yeah, you could get it done for cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, this is a company that would do it for cheaper, but this is what it would look like. And he shows me, and then you show me the same exact website, because I don't want a website that looks generic and looks like everybody else's.
So, by the way, our Google Guarantee campaigns, that was another thing I was trying to touch on earlier in the call. So we have different sites. You know, he showed you one layout of what's called a splash page, and that is a very generic site that we hand out to our clients for free. We don't charge them anything. It's like, hey, you don't have a site, you need something, you want something. Okay, here you go. It's going to take us maybe a day or two to pull that together, and we can get that going for you. And a lot of times they're like, it's okay, that's fine. You know, there's guys that are on the first page in Google Guarantee have no website at all using Google Guarantee. So it's not a requirement in order to do something like this, but it is something that a lot of times people want to have. Now, we have other layouts. We have full-blown custom website designs. So that's what, another thing I didn't get to the point of explaining. Things started getting heated a little bit, but it was more so we have other sites, you know. Some random guy is just calling you, bashing our business for whatever reason. He must think that, obviously, we're a legitimate threat if we get to you. Right, we have 20 years experience and a track record of it. You probably look up his reviews; he's probably got 5.
No,
we got 5,000.
You guys had like 800 and something, and he had, their company had like 100.
Yeah, so. And we have other platforms that got like 1,500 of them on there, 1,200 of them on there. You know what I mean? So we have like 5,000 of them trackable. You know, 20 years of doing this. But anyway,
well, cool. Call me on Monday, man. I'm about to pay for this stuff. So call me Monday, and we'll figure something out. All right.
All right, brother. You have a good weekend. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
You too. Bye.